Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Tyler Cupp, broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk.
Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And good afternoon for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Tyler Cupp filling in for Manning Kimmel, broadcasting live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. With us today is Comporium, making life easier. That's why we're here. Also with us today is Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and by Piedmont Medical Network, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com. Well, with me today, they have become cagey veterans of Straight Talk. They were here the last time. I think it was like last year, around last fall. It is Brooke Leverett and it is Alicia Cohen with the Bethel Shelters. Alicia Cohen, the executive director of the Bethel Shelters, and Brooke Leverett, the program director, talking about Love Our Neighbor Week, which kicks off tomorrow, the 9th anniversary. Ladies, are we excited?
We are. Yes.
You guys have done the car wash on WRHI. You've already been on Bowman Mornings. Now you're doing Straight Talk, promoting tomorrow. We got Richard Murr here as well, our good friend Richard. So let's first start talking about you guys. Alicia, talk a little bit about you and how you got to Bethel Shelters.
Well, I attended Winthrop University. I earned my Master's of Social Work, and Bethel was my first internship back then, and I just never left. I was the first full-time employee, and now I'm the executive director. I've seen the shelter transition during the pandemic and also other hard times.
And Brooke, what about you?
I started with Bethel back in May of 2021. I started as an intake specialist, checking guests in and out of the shelter. I was lucky enough to transition to the workforce development case manager, and now I'm the program director here at Bethel Shelters.
Okay, so let's talk about Love Our Neighbor Week, the who, what, when, where, and how. Let's talk about the what. What is Love Our Neighbor Week?
Well, Love Our Neighbor is a community event, week-long event, where we come together to partner with local restaurants. And these restaurants, they actually hire our guests or they provide meals for the shelter. So we want to say thank you, but also increase awareness of Bethel Shelters. And through the years, we've added to the week. So this year is our second annual Civitas Relay Marathon.
And that's Civitas.
Civitas.
Did I say that right? Civitas.
Yes. So that's actually kicking off tomorrow at 471 Lakeshore Parkway. And if your registration is still open, if you want to come and join, please come out and support.
All right. So this is a marathon. Yeah. And I was catching some conversations with Richard Murr. You guys are going to participate tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, we will be running. Alicia?
You hesitated. Alicia's also hesitating.
Yes, more so like a jog.
A little brisk jog, yeah. All right, so this is every day next week. This is, we're doing Sunday too, right? Yeah, so yes. Saturday, Sunday, all the way through Saturday next week, we're going to get to the barbecue. That's kind of like the end, right? That's the finish line with the big barbecue fundraiser, which I'm sure is where you're going to get most of your traffic. So we'll get to that eventually. But I guess take me through each day. So you've got the marathon tomorrow, right, which people can still register. And give me the details on that. Where can they register?
So they can register at BethelShelters.org. If they don't register online, they can register in person with us. We do have a bounce house where kids can jump on. It'll be so much fun. We start at 7 a.m. If you don't want to participate, you can just cheer us on. You don't even have to run or walk. So we'll be out there. After the marathon, we'll be at Lito's Pizza. So Lito's, they're our first sponsor of the week. So we're going to be at Lito's 4 to 6, but you can always show up to Lito's throughout the day to support us.
Okay, that's on Sunday. What do we got Monday?
So that's still Saturday.
Oh, that's still Saturday. Yep. Okay.
So on Sunday, we'll be at the print shop in Fort Mill. So they have beer, they have wine, and they'll have a food truck out there. We'll be with Steve and Travis, the owners. We'll be there 3 to 6, but you can show up anytime. And then on Monday, we'll be at Substation again. We love Substation. With Charlie Ruffalo, we'll be there at around lunchtime, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Tuesday, we'll be at iPoppy with Gil for lunch, 11:30 to 1 p.m. And then that night for dinner, we'll be at El Cancun with Gil again, 5 to 7. So please come out for Taco Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll be at Rock Hill Coffee Roasters with Brian, getting some coffee to start the day off. And then after work, we'll be at Main Street Bottle Shop with Blake. And then Elk Avenue Tavern, they'll have their hot dog cart. So they'll have hot dogs and cheesesteaks. So we'll be doing that after work. So please show up and support us there. On Thursday, September 17th, we'll be at Tiga K Deli with Dan and Lisa. We're getting breakfast there, 7 to 8. And then for lunch, we'll be at Rock Hill Bagels and Deli, 11:30-ish. We'll be there. And then for dinner on September 17th, we'll be at Pier 51, 5:30 to 7. So please come join us with Dimitri over at Pier 51. And then last but not least, on September 18th, we'll be at the Roasting Company, Rocco, with Mitch and Christy. And we'll start there around 4, and we're going to shut it down.
So. Now, I want to clarify something here. You were given times, and I know that's a lot. People can go to the website and get all the dates, right?
Yep.
Okay. But you said, even though you guys are there, if people spend money outside that time frame, it still goes to Bethel Shelters. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's backtrack a little bit. We're going to talk all about the barbecue on Saturday. That's next Saturday, by the way. All this proceeds and the money and what we're doing here, tell us about the Bethel Shelters. Why are we doing this? Tell us the work that you guys are doing. What is the mission of you guys and a day in the life of the Bethel Shelters?
Well, Bethel Shelters has certainly grown over the years. Now we have two emergency shelters. We have the Bethel Day Shelter for men and women experiencing homelessness, and that's located on the campus of Pathways Community Center. And then we have the Bethel Men's Night Shelter located at Bethel United Methodist Church, serving men experiencing homelessness. So we're still the only low-barrier year-round shelter in York, Chester, and Lancaster County, a place where individuals who are experiencing homelessness can come to receive respite, take a shower, do their laundry, and also get the vital case management services that they need.
Do you have an idea about how many people come through daily at this? Maybe let's just say this month, this week?
So we are averaging about 60 individuals. We have 68 beds year-round. We just increased that capacity permanently within the last year. Mm-hmm. And during the winter months, we vow to turn no one away. We can do that by partnering with local churches. They allow us to house individuals or shelter individuals in their space temporarily. So that gives us an additional 28 to 42 beds.
Wow. Okay. So we're over 100 with that number.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell me this money, this money is going to supplies, this money is going to support them. Maybe kind of give me some examples of what these monies and proceeds would go to.
So the funding that we're raising will go to operations, it'll go to case management services. We're open nearly 24 hours a day, so we have to have safety and security present 24 hours a day on our sites. So operations, supplies, case management, fuel. We take the right now. We have a group at the DMV getting their identifications, who are engaged in case management and looking to work within our community.
Now, I know you guys do this more than one fundraiser throughout the year. Is this regarded as your biggest one since it's a week long?
Yes, this is one of our biggest fundraisers.
So you guys are planning probably. Is it fair to say year-long for this one?
Yes.
The calendar year?
Yes, yes.
You're starting planning as soon as next Saturday's over. You're starting on for the next one.
As soon as the last barbecue gets off of the grill, we're setting up dates for next year.
Well, let's talk about the barbecue. That is next Saturday. And this is kind of like you're getting to the finish line and you're probably going to expect more traffic, more bodies for this one, more people coming out for this one, because who doesn't love barbecue in the fall, right? So tell me how this is going to work next Saturday.
So next Saturday, you can purchase your ticket online, or we have physical tickets ready for you. You just have to see our office or any staff member of Bethel Shelters. It's $12 a plate and $12 a pound. We actually still have the curbside pickup style or format that we transitioned to during the pandemic. So you could come and drive through the Bethel Men's Night Shelter. You're greeted by Richard and I, and you don't even have to come and get out of your car. You just receive your barbecue.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, and you could do all this online. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buy the tickets online, have them ready to go, and okay. All right, very good. Go ahead, bro.
And to add to that, we still need volunteers for that event. So if you're experienced or if you're not experienced in straight and pork, then please come out and support us. We start around 7 a.m. We start straighting our pork. If you're wanting to plate or bag the items, then you can do that. Or if you just want to be there to support us, then come out at 1232 Curtis Street the barbecue.
The last time that I participated, and when I say participate, I mean bought a ticket. I remember you guys had it down to a well-oiled machine, and I'm sure it's still like that because you've had more experience and more years to get it right. But it was very simple, very easy. If no one's ever done it, you got the ticket and you drive through, you show them, you know, hey, there's my ticket, and they give you the plate, and you're off. It's just as simple as that. You guys might back up traffic a little bit, but...
Oh, yeah.
You probably see that. All right, so you've got the barbecue next Saturday. So how does this work? I mean, the engagement that you have to put on here to reach out to all these restaurants, I mean... How does that work? You guys just go to restaurants and say, hey, on this day, you know, in this week, can you guys give us a portion of the proceeds? How does all that work?
So the restaurant that we're partnering with, a lot of these restaurants, we already have that partnership because they are the ones who are hiring our guests.
Oh, okay.
Or they are actually providing a meal for the shelter.
So that's very interesting to me. So mm-hmm. A lot of the restaurants that are part of Love Our Neighbor are employing folks that have come through the shelters.
That's correct.
That is very interesting. So that's really something where you have that connection mm-hmm. and you just ask them to participate in all this, right?
Yes. And they're happy to do so. You know, you're giving back. You're just ensuring that those who are less fortunate, they do have a safe place to sleep and, you know, access to meal and resources and to help them get back on their feet.
You know, I know you guys have programs where you're helping these folks get back on their feet. What are some of the challenges that you're seeing with the people that come through the shelter? Some of the challenges that they're facing, you know, obviously gas prices are what they are, you know, but in terms of finding a job, what are some of the challenges that you've experienced and what they're sharing with you?
So our trends are actually showing that we are receiving more seniors.
Seniors?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Or those who are, I like to say, are wiser.
Okay.
So their challenges can be, you know, health issues, physical challenges. Mm-hmm. So we're actually helping them apply for disability and helping them get on the Housing Authority waiting list in our area.
And would this be 65 and older? Is that accurate? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just what I'm saying is that that's kind of the age range.
Yes, we're starting to see most are like 62.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
62 and older. Okay. Our oldest individuals is actually 94 years old.
Oh my! Mm-hmm. And these are people that are just trying to make ends meet, find wages, and they don't either have a place to stay or they don't have the capabilities and the resources to, I guess, take care of themselves throughout mm-hmm. the day. Oh, man, that's really sad. What is the youngest that you see at the Bethel Shelters?
Well, we serve 18. We start at 18.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Lancaster and Chester counties. Do you see people from those areas as well?
We do. Our highest percentage is York County. Next is Lancaster and then Chester.
Oh, okay. All right. Time now for our mid-program break. I want to remind you that Straight Talk is broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. I do not hear the music behind me, but we're going to take our mid-program break here, Snowman. Nothing? No? All right, we'll keep it right here. I guess he's working on something. We'll keep it right here. So people can go to the website. They can look at all the restaurants that you guys are partnered with. Okay, all right. Now we're time for our mid-program break. I want to remind you that Substation 2 is broadcast live from Cherry Road, or Substation 2 Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Got my words jumbled there. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And here at Substation 2, they make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. And they do it on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden. Back with more.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI
and CN2.
To improve diplomatic relations with the U.S., Substation 2 was given the authentic Cuban sandwich recipe, and now we're serving it. It's Cuban pork on our fantastic sub bread, topped with ham, Swiss cheese, dill pickles, and mustard, served hot off the panini press. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Whether running a business or household, your Wi-Fi should just work. Meet Comporium Premium Wi-Fi powered by Plume. Using smart pods, adaptive technology fine-tunes your connection in real time, delivering strong, consistent coverage to every corner. Plus, the Plume app gives you total control to set up guest networks, manage access, and keep your connection secure from anywhere. Get the ultimate Wi-Fi solution today.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Founders can help you stop worrying about high-interest credit cards and loans. Now through September 30th, well-qualified borrowers can take advantage of a balance transfer at 0% APR for 12 months. Pause the interest on your high-rate balances. Upon expiration, APR will then revert to the standard variable APR, currently 12.5% to 17.9%. If credit criteria are not met, 17.9% APR will apply. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required.
To improve diplomatic relations with the U.S., Substation 2 was given the authentic Cuban sandwich recipe, and now we're serving it. It's Cuban pork on our fantastic subbread, topped with ham, Swiss cheese, dill pickles, and mustard, served hot off the panini press. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Live for Straight Talk, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And with us today is Comporium, making life easier. That's why we're here. We're here with Alicia Cohen and Brooke Leverett with the Bethel Shelters, talking about the Love Our Neighbor Week. Also here with Richard Murr. And Richard brought up something during the break. And, you know, if you just look up Love Our Neighbor on Google and you're trying to find information, one of the things that pops up is this event creates awareness and education. Richard had a great use of that word, educating people about the problems that are happening in our community and the need in our community. And, you know, I know I had Courtney Denton here with the Lifehouse just a couple of weeks ago, and I always learn so much when I talk to our agencies that come on our programs. Is that what you find too, Alicia, is that when you guys have these programs, you have a lot of questions like I just asked, and people learn that there are some serious, serious problems that you guys are trying to help, that you know, people want to help where they can, but it really is education and awareness for y'all.
It is. We hold this event not just to raise funds, but also to get awareness out there about, and to break the stigmatism of homelessness. You know, everyone doesn't have a substance use disorder or a mental health issues. We are serving our veterans, our former business owners, EMT workers. You know, everyone, you know, if you don't have that financial guidance or preparedness, then, you know, you may be one paycheck away from facing homelessness yourself.
Wow. And again, we're talking about Love Our Neighbor Week for the Bethel Shelters. It starts tomorrow, runs through next Saturday. Every day from Saturday to Saturday, there will be places you can go to and just get yourself a sub, get yourself a sandwich, you know, salad, whatever. Whatever you get, coffee. You guys are at one of the coffee shops, Taco Tuesday. You can go to one of these places and... Is it different for each place? It's a portion of the proceeds for each place goes back to the Bethel Shelters.
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's just awesome. You know, so there's so many businesses in our community that are giving back, that are taking a portion of the proceeds and giving to you guys. It all ends with the barbecue next Saturday. Let's go back to that. If, you know, somebody isn't going out to eat next week, but they definitely want the barbecue, they can buy a ticket online. Who is providing this barbecue? Let's give those folks a plug.
So our barbecue and baked beans is provided by Elam's Rolling Smoke and Carruthers Pigpen. It's really good, guys. They start at on Friday, and they stay up all night long to smoke this barbecue.
Woo!
And our slaw will be provided by Pier 51.
So it's Elam's Rolling Smoke and Carruth's Pigpen. Is that how you say that? Carruth's? Are they local?
Yes.
Yeah, they're out of Rock Hill. Okay. Mm-hmm. Elam's Rolling Smoke and Carruth's Pigpen. And so the plate is barbecue, beans, and what else did you say?
Slaw.
Slaw. Well, of course. Mm-hmm. Barbie, you got to have a little slaw. You got to. Yeah. But we still need volunteers for that day, right? So how can they get in touch with you guys for volunteerism?
So they can go to our website and BethelShelters.org and click Love Our Neighbor tab. And you'll see ways that you can volunteer. You can run the food out. You can shred the barbecue. You can help us clean up. We start around 7 a.m. And we end around 2 or 3. So you can come out and support us. If you don't know how to sign up, just show up. We're located at 1232 Curtis Street. And that's on the campus of Bethel United Methodist Church here in Rock Hill.
Yeah, just show up and y'all give them something to do.
Oh, yeah. We'll find something.
As someone who worked and helped a friend of mine part-time in the food business, trust me, there is always something to do. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Alicia, I want to go back to you, Executive Director of the Bethel Shelters. What are some of the goals that you have after this week is done? Obviously, this is your big week. This is your all Super Bowl, if it were, getting ready for this. Once it's over, what are some of the goals for you to better the needs that you have for the Bethel Shelters and you know, not just awareness, but, you know, whether it be supplies or whether it be maybe expansion? What are some of the goals that you have, some of the things you guys have talked about?
I think one of our biggest goal is community engagement. We have a lot of opportunities where individuals can volunteer with us. All of our meals are provided by community members. And it's not just dinner meals as well. We also provide Sunday lunches at our day shelter and a Sunday breakfast also at the men's night shelter.
Wow.
We need people to help launder clothes. Not clothes, but linen, because we have a lot of linen and towels. Just come out and just help us through our day-to-day operations, sort mail, sort donations, gather donations. Just a lot of community involvement is what we're looking to receive out of this.
What's a day for you guys like? You talked about the linens and you talked about the food. How does that work in a day?
Well, you know, we believe that, you know, everyone deserves dignity. So when you come to our doorsteps, you're going to receive clean linen, no matter how long you stay. So that's a lot of laundry piling up every week. So we launder that at one of our local laundromats. And then we have case management services as well. So someone will sit down with a new individual just to figure out what happened, what's going on, and what's the steps moving forward.
Yeah. Richard, I want to bring you in here. I got that microphone there. I want to bring you in on this. You've been a part of this program for quite some time, and it's the ninth annual Love Our Neighbor Week, and you've been a part of a lot of these. Has things gotten easier, harder in terms of marketing to the community and getting a lot of people on board and planning for this? How has it changed and evolved this week? It's a lot of moving parts.
And I've been involved with the shelter almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
So been involved in since it was just a warming center part-time through the years. So we've seen it evolve over the years. As far as Love Our Neighbor, you know, the original tent was as Alicia said earlier, not just for funding, but to get the community engaged in what we're doing, to share the need. When I got involved at Bethel, I didn't know this need existed in our community or on this scale and the magnitude of homelessness in our area, like throughout the country, has grown significantly. So we need help. We need partners in that. We need financial partners. We need volunteer help. We need people to come walk along beside us. We have a staff, full staff of like 22. Most are part-time employees. When I started, it was all volunteer-driven.
Wow.
A single source of income. Our budget currently is $1.2 million a year. And that's going to continue to grow because the need is growing. We are looking at expansion. We're trying to figure out how we take the next step into some transitional homes. How do we get the men? Because there's not affordable living in our community.
No.
So we kind of feel like, hey, we're going to have to take this on by ourselves and try to take that next step. So we're looking into that now and how we can do that, who we can partner with. So if there's folks out there that are in a building, have some land, have some rental properties, we are open to talk to folks in the community to do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting you bring up. Been with them for 10 years. Alicia, you've obviously been with the organization a long time, coming from Winthrop over, and you guys have seen how the need and homelessness has evolved. And one thing you jumped out, over $1 million is your budget for the year, but you're helping, correct me if I'm wrong, about 100 people every day, right?
That's correct.
About 100 people every day,
yeah,
and your budget's $1 million. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's
we're very efficient in what we do.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're very efficient.
That's okay? Amazing, actually.
Yeah.
If you compute that, if I got that math right,
yeah,
that's incredible.
You do have it right.
That's incredible.
We are very efficient in what we do, and it's because of our community, okay? I mean, they give financially, but they show up to help and give of their time. And that's what Love Our Neighbor is about. Yeah, come out, pull some barbecue. It's not a bad gig. You can drop some and have a bite on your own. And you learn and you get to see the shelter and kind of see how our community is involved. I mean, it's just everyday folks like us. It's some business owners in town that come help. I mean, it's the community, the community.
And please pardon my ignorance, but with an organization like this, you guys don't get any sort of state funding? It really is based all on fundraising, or do you get a little bit from the state? How does that work?
Well, our funding isn't solely on state funding. We have a small amount.
You get a portion from the state. Okay. And nothing federally. It's all...
It's a small amount.
Small amount. Okay. Yeah. I mean, and everything else is Love Our Neighbor. it's this week that you're going to get it from.
It's individuals in our community.
Yeah.
That come out and help. Yeah.
Donations and in-kind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You jacked about that barbecue, Richard?
Oh, I'm ready, man.
What is your job on barbecue day? What's going to be your title? What are you doing?
I walk around and talk to people. Imagine that. I eat barbecue all day long from the time it's on the smoker until it's over with.
Well, ladies, I'm asking you now. What are you guys going to be doing on barbecue day?
I'm going to be greeting everyone that drives up. Just thanking them showing appreciation.
What's our favorite day? Anybody looking forward to a day next week? You got Taco Tuesday with the multiple Mexican restaurants. You got Lido's on Saturday, right? That's a big day.
Tuesday is my favorite.
You're looking forward to that one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I love every day. I mean, this is my favorite time of the year, and I tell people this is great. And I think what we're doing, we're going out and partnering with the restaurants. We're breaking bread with individuals. I kind of kid around. I'm like, what we do is biblical. I mean, in Jesus and his journeys and missions, he was always going somewhere to eat. He was somewhere eating or just left somewhere from eating. So it's a time to break bread, get together, and have conversations with other individuals.
All right, final plug. Love Our Neighbor Week starting tomorrow. Where can they buy tickets? Where can they get all the information, Alicia?
Well, you can go to BethelShelters.org and click on the Love Our Neighbor link, or you can buy your property ticket.
Very good. Well, guys, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate what y'all do, and I hope y'all have a great week for Love Our Neighbor.
Thanks to OTS Media.
Thank you. All right. That's our program for today. I want to tell you the Straight Talk is broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, brought to you by Founders. Relax, you're with Founders, and by Comporium, making life easier. That's why we're here. I want to tell you at Substation 2, they make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. But how do they do it? On the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Man, and we'll be back on Monday. Bye.